Got the clouds continuing to move in on us here. 29 degrees where we're at. Welcome to this first day of November. Once we all get over our candy hangover from Halloween yesterday. Hope the night treated you well. Thank you for waking up with us here on a Friday. One of our newest segments, and quickly turning into one of my favorite segments, CHI St. Francis. New president, Terry Anderson, coming in every Friday to talk with us. You know how much I appreciate that.
Oh, and I love being here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you have got a special guest that you brought with today.
Yep, I have Cherry Ordonezza. She is our quality risk, safety, and she also is an ER nurse. And she's got about 13 years of experience with our facility. And so what we wanted to talk today about is a stroke ready. We are a stroke ready designation facility. And what that just means is that, you know, we have the inner structure, we have the standards, the protocols, you know, and it's that access to getting you to that next level of care.
Absolutely.
And so we pride ourselves that we have that capability, and we've got the education and the medication to make those needs. So I'm going to hand it over to Cherry, and I'll let Cherry tell us a little bit about our Stroke Ready program.
Cherry, step up to the mic. Good morning. Thank you for being on the show here. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in. So, okay, I got to dig a little bit. Mm-hmm. What got you started in this profession? When did you start with this?
So originally I came from the Philippines. I'm a Filipino nurse.
All right.
So I have been a nurse for 7 years in the Philippines before I got to come here to work at St. Francis.
Okay.
I've been working at St. Francis for 10 years now, and I have been a nurse at the MedSurg, at the labor and delivery and emergency room.
What do you love best about it?
It's been my passion to be a nurse. So what really motivates me to go is to be able to help the people,
right,
in our community.
And that's got to be a passion. I mean, you got to have that that willingness and that motivation to help people.
Exactly. You got to love what you do in order to prosper in your profession.
Smart words, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Stroke Ready. What is this about? I'm going to let you explain this to us.
Oh, okay. I would start. We are a critical access hospital. So a critical access hospital is a medical center that provides healthcare and services to rural or often underserved communities. So as an acute care hospital, we have acute inpatient beds, or we accept swing beds too. These are the patients that are undergoing surgeries in a different facility and recovering to us, having physical therapy and occupational therapy as well, and interchangeably from acute care to long-term care.
Okay.
Patients. We have a 24-hour emergency services, and we are owned by public or nonprofit entity, and we are faith-based. Mm-hmm. So we got into a stroke-ready hospital in 2023. Our stroke ordinator had worked hard on getting this to us, into serving our community, of course. So we obtained this designation as we met all the criteria for stroke code. We have made protocols that reflect the ED process for a stroke, like algorithm that was in place. We made order sets and criteria for medication management and thrombolytic or clot-busting medication. So it's available in our hospital or in our ER.
So this designation, is this been something that's been around for a while, and CHI just kind of worked into that?
Correct.
Okay.
So the Minnesota Department of Health is actually working on the critical accesses to be stroke ready. Because when we talk about stroke, time is very, very important. Mm-hmm. Because every second saves our brain cells.
Right.
So we got this ready for us to be able to serve well with our community and the people that is closer to our critical access hospital.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cherry, can you tell me just quickly, too, because mm-hmm. we got a lot of other ground to cover.
Yep.
Early warning signs for stroke. What are some of the early warning signs?
So we actually have a mnemonic that we use, and these are used also by the EMS. And these can be also distributed, or this information can be known to the people, too. We use the mnemonic BFAST. So B is for sudden loss of balance or coordination.
Okay.
E is for change in eyesight or in vision. F is for facial drooping in one side or numbness on each side of your face or both. And then arm weakness. S is for slurred speech or unable to speak or unable to understand. And then time is to the timely call for 911.
And that is critical.
Correct. It is critical. And it is very crucial for the people to know that. And the key thing to know stroke is that sudden. If all of these symptoms are sudden, then it's time to call 911.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like with Stroke Ready, you got all the bases covered here.
Correct.
So that's reassuring, too. And again, reassuring, that's when our, you know, that's in our local healthcare facility. So that that makes a difference, too.
Correct.
Is it hard to keep up with all of this stuff and all of the changes that keep happening with this?
So our stroke coordinator have created this, and in collaboration, of course, with the support of our leadership and administration. So she keeps tracks of everything, all of the patient that comes in that has neurological signs and symptoms. We always call it as a stroke code.
Okay.
So we got everything ready. We follow parameters that we should meet, like the timely CT scan. We are following like a 20-minute window in order for them to be able to get the CT scan, and another window for them to be able to read that CT scan for us to treat the patient well. Because there are two kinds of stroke. There is ischemic and there is hemorrhagic.
Okay. What is the difference between the two, if you can explain that?
Okay, so ischemic stroke is actually, it can be prevented, of course, but this is like an occlusion into one of our brain vessels, correct.
Okay.
Thank you. So this happens mostly for these stroke patients. And another one is the hemorrhagic. So hemorrhagic is actually like bleeding into the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the priority to this patient is to be stabilized and transferred to a comprehensive stroke facility. So those are the things. And for the ischemic stroke, that's where the blood clotting factor is very, very significant. So that's where we give these clot-busting medication, which mm-hmm. we call TNKs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when people come in and they're, you know, a possible stroke victim, the wheels just start turning, right? You've got the procedures ready, and you just go right down the list.
Correct.
And the overhead page, you know,
okay,
the
sure.
code, so we get the team there, and we've got those protocols. We also look at our records when we get done. Are we meeting our protocols? And some of this is reported to the state health department. So we have to be spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts when the wheels, you know, come into the garage, or we know they're coming in, or the ambulance is going out. And it's essence, you know. And if you get to our facility and we know that you need to be transferred on, we're going to do the first steps that need to be taken care of to start everything rolling. But we can make that call to the next facility, and they're ready, whether it's to go in and remove that clot or it's to go in to prevent the bleeding. So we're just that gateway to that larger tertiary hospital.
Does it make you wonder what we used to do before these procedures were invented? I mean, I'm trying to think back to that.
Yep.
Because it hasn't always been this way.
Right.
And you know, and going back and thinking about that, what wonderful advances
yep.
have come along.
And if you delay care, that's where you end up with, you know, it could be mortality, but you're ending up with symptoms that take a while to recover from. And if you can recover
right.
from them, you know, if you can open up that vessel and get that oxygen to the brain to prevent any damage, that's the key thing. You know, and the other thing, I did a little research, and I know we're right on the border. And so the fifth leading cause of death in Minnesota is stroke. And then in North Dakota, I couldn't get that, but they listed the counties that were high with stroke,
mm-hmm.
and Richland was on that list. There was about five of them. You know, and it was interesting because even my hometown where I'm from, that was high on the list. So, you know, we've got our work cut out, but we're ready. I'm very proud of the ER team, and we have a provider there 24/7. So,
what,
you know,
great,
we're ready when you come in that door.
What great information to be able to share. Ladies, we're out of time. I could talk with you all day.
Okay.
about this. That's what I love about this segment. I'm absolutely enthralled. But Cherry, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this to our community.
And there's so much more, too. Yes. Please promise you'll come back and we can talk some more about this. Sure. And Terry, always a pleasure to talk with you every Friday and keep bringing people like her in fascinating stuff. And if people want more information, just give a call out to CHI, correct?
Definitely. That would be good.
Sounds good. It's 9:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
On Thursday's Farm Talk, I visited with Endon Director Daryl Richeson. Period of rain. I don't know if it's heavy rain, but could we get some substantial rain Saturday night, Sunday night?
I personally don't think so, but someone might. You have to remember this last event, our Endon station of Avona, which is on Highway 1804, so on the east side of the Missouri River, southeast of Bismarck, got an inch. And then our next station down had like one-tenth, 20 miles away. Mm-hmm. So would there be a spot that gets some better rain? Yeah, I bet a high percentage doesn't. And then most of it, to me, looks like it's going to fall Sunday night into Monday. But like you said, I wouldn't, you know, there probably might be a little bit on Sunday. But I think most of it might be looks Sunday night into Monday. And again, it just doesn't look like tons of rain. But again, if even if it's a quarter of an inch, you know, it's a quarter of an inch that most folks wouldn't be disappointed in getting.
I've looked at, just kind of passing, I looked at one radar projection, and it looked like it was more likely that the eastern part of the state was going to get the rain as opposed to where they really need it, the western part of the state. Is that accurate, or is there a chance for everybody to get some rain?
You know, you always have to throw in the chance word because it's the future. But, yeah, I gave every other Thursday morning I do a statewide talk for a disaster preparedness meeting that the state has. And I said the same thing. Yeah, it's going to rain on Sunday, Monday in the state, but it really looks like it's going to be, you know, really east of Highway 83 and then eastward. So really the closer you are to Minnesota,